When you look at this with people telling you that it's that they feel it's some of your finest work, I'm guessing that's an impossible thing for you to analyze, but in the end, are you proud of it?
Oh, I'm ridiculously proud of it. I think, but I'm proud of it because it's personal. I'm proud of it because I don't think there's a line in it that I'd change. I'm proud of it because I'm genuinely proud of the quality of the writing. It's a funny thing. I've been a professional writer now for 30 years. And one of the things that I'm happiest about looking at Ocean at the End of the Lane is there are actually places in there where I do things that I simply couldn't have done even 10 years ago. I've actually learned enough of my craft that there are places where I do really tricky, complicated things and I make them look simple. And it's the making them look simple that makes me really happy. I like writing best when it shows off the least. I like it best when you almost don't notice it.
Mm.
And as a young writer, I'd always know when I was running into trouble because I'd write really pretty. And, you know, you get a, if ever you go through my stuff and you go, what a beautiful sentence, you know I'm in trouble. But in that book, I felt like all of the words just do what they're meant to do. And each of them sits in the right place. And they evoke things and they build things. And I tried to write it, because it isn't very long. I tried to write it in such a way that if you finish it, you can go back, start again at the beginning, and get a different book. Knowing what you know at the very end, you can go back through it, and it'll take you to different places. Or I hope it will.
I think it's funny that you mentioned that, because I read the book and then went back and listened to you read it. You have to... I know you all have the book, but if you get a chance to hear Neil read it in the audio, it's stunning. And it really does bring a completely different feel to it.
That, I'm really glad you said so. I was very proud of doing the audiobook. The hardest thing about the audiobook was I wrote for the Hempstock family, these three wonderful witchy characters who've lived at the end of our narrator's lane since the dawn of time, or possibly long before. And I wrote them in the book with Sussex accents, the kind that I remembered the farmers having when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I came to do the audiobook, I realized that it had been 30, 40 years since I'd heard one of those Sussex accents. They simply died out. They went away. And eventually I found on the BBC website, they had local dialects all around England, and they had some kids interviewing an old farmer in like 1971. And I got to listen to him talk. Okay, that's the accent.